Hi everyone, it's your host Matilda.
And your host Hadiza.
And your other host Imama.
And you're listening to the Ami Boy Interludes. Omicron.
I'm screaming.
Omicron. How many times did I call your name? Why do you want to come and spoil our dirty December?
Not the Omarion variant.
It also sounds like Omarion.
Yeah.
Don't even kill me.
Oh, the nickname I've heard is I'm a piano.
Because it's from South Africa? Yeah. I am crying.
But it's not even from South Africa. It was found in Southern Africa.
Apparently it was Botswana. Yeah. Oh. Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of our Amiibo Interludes. These are the episodes where we just pretty much gist and talk about what's been going on recently. And Omicron happens to be one of them. It's funny because this whole weekend I was calling it Omricon. And I was just literally every single person, I was like, oh, did you hear about Omricon? And
I was screaming.
It was just yesterday that I read it. And I was like, oh, I've been saying the wrong thing all weekend. And everybody, but it's new. So everybody probably didn't even know what I was saying. But yeah, there's a new variant in town.
Oh my gosh, please don't say it like we're dropping something good. Like,
no, because COVID has been happening for so long. I feel like you have to find jokes in it.
There's no joy. Like, there's no joy. I refuse. No, I'm not finding any of it aside.
So I didn't know. I think it was on the 27th of December that WHO declared it a variant of concern and named it and everything. I read an article today that apparently they skipped the, cause you know, the variants are named after Greek alphabets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't get to alpha, beta, gamma, delta.
That's true. No. It's true. Actually, I knew that. I don't know why I said oh, really, but yeah.
I feel like we're learning things in this pandemic. Apparently before Omicron, there's an alphabet called Z. XI or something. Huh. And apparently the WHO skipped it because they thought it might make the Chinese people offended. I don't know. I found that so funny. I think Z means something in Chinese.
Yeah, I'm laughing because and you know, Imama is like, is
COVID
it not
started
Greek?
From
like as in
China.
I mean like as it was in Greek letters, like if it so happens to be something in the Chinese language, is it not Greek? No, but really is it actually not Greek?
It might be misinterpreted. They probably sat together and they were like, okay, next alphabet. And someone read it and they were like,
what they should be worried about. Like, they should be worried about so many other things, but okay.
Imama, they have to be culturally sensitive.
It's 2021. But they're not culturally sensitive when they decided to ban Africa, but the other places, Belgium and Israel, that the Omicron is, they did not decide to do that one.
That's another thing I really wanted us to talk about. Like how, literally, even before the WHO named it, countries already started banning Southern African countries from travel and putting travel restrictions on everything. And people are like, it's in the UK, it's been detected so many other places. Like,
yeah.
This sounds very,
Yeah. Did you guys see that video of that Nigerian lady? I think she's probably, she sounds like Nigerian UK. I don't know if that's a term, but and it's just this British, this Nigerian lady, this interview she had with somebody from CNN, and she was kind of talking about how it was already in all these other places, and how she feels that if coronavirus started in Africa or was found in Africa first instead of China, that she feels the world would have literally just cut Africa off.
Oh, 100%.
Not even tried to find a vaccine, and just kind of said that once we deal with it.
Remember Ebola?
Bro. No.
They just said, hello.
They
please.
Said, this is a you problem. Keep it pushing.
No, this is completely a thing. And people are saying, because South Africa has a really good system of identifying these things. They basically have a good epidemiology. You know that word. You understand it. They have good scientists. Yeah.
They do the science terms.
And it's funny because they are being punished for even informing the world, because really they could do the China thing and just, you mm-hmm. know, keep it hush hush
until something happens.
Yeah, so it's like I'm helping you identify something and you are saying thanks and now don't come into my country. And like even the WHO says that it's not an effective way of curbing COVID at all, because it's been found so many different places at this point. What does restricting travel from, especially like from specific regions, what does that do mm-hmm. exactly? Anyways, like, it's kind of a reflection of the world as we know it anyways.
Oh, 110%. Yeah. It's just so crazy. I mean, like, the whole thing started happening. Like, I was just so angry, but I'm just like, I literally paused and I thought about it. I was like, what do we even do? Like, GK, it's like, I don't think there's anything we can do to stop them from acting this way.
No.
So I literally was like, this anger, there's no point, because there's like, what can we actually do? Nothing. Like, literally nothing. But to just be like, okay.
Yeah. I feel like they release a new variant every festive,
like, dropping mixtape.
They said, Christmas is nearing. What do you have in store?
But I mean, it makes sense though, I guess. Like, people going home, people mixing, you know, things together. But yeah, I think what's interesting, I thought that, for instance, like, I know they found like two of the kinicons in Canada, but like, I thought that before you enter Canada, you have to have like a PCR test and you have to be vaccinated. So I just don't understand how it slipped.
I mean, there's so many ways I see how it could slip, because I mean, so what Imama is talking about is the first two cases that were reported were in Ottawa, which is the city we're in, and they were Nigerians. So I think the way that it could have slipped is, first of all, people will say that they got tests in Nigeria, and you know how Nigerians...
No, but you have to show the test. Oh, okay. Never
no,
mind,
no,
I guess
you, have you have to show a test, but a was test. The test real?
You know.
I guess that's true. I didn't
and
think
also,
about that part.
It can be missed. Like, tests are accurate, but not 100% accurate. Like, you could be at the beginning of your symptoms, like at the beginning of your COVID clinical. Mm-hmm. You might have caught it on the plane. You might have caught it so many places, but maybe they caught it in the second test they did when they came to Canada. And because South Africa detected it in that time, they shared the like sequence or something like that of the new COVID. So like, now they can identify that it's Omicron. Do you get? Whereas like before, South Africa detected the new variant and shared it. Apparently there's like a database or something where they share like new discoveries like globally and stuff like that. It's just really nice to see, you know, we're improving in the way we detect these things and our preparedness, because like countries literally were declaring restrictions and new, like I think even in the UK they've extended the booster shots
they're like
18 and above now.
Yeah.
So the responses are like quicker and everything, which is what we'd love to see and stuff, not the banning and stuff, but yeah, I think people are just panicking generally. But
It's interesting though, because as people are panicking, I saw this meme where Tom was poking Jerry with a knife and Jerry was not responding. And in the meme Tom was Omicron, I don't know how to pronounce it, the new variant,
and everybody's like jaded,
and everyone like Jerry was just like, I'm not even moving, like you can kill me right now. That's literally my response to the variant. Like I heard it and I was like, okay, I was like, I have friends going to Nigeria, I hope they are able to come back. That was literally my
It has spelled that. Well, I don't think it hasn't spelled it.
No, because it hasn't spelled it in Jesus' name.
It's funny because Imama actually sent this thing to me, like, especially because it's the people from Nigeria they're probably not the first, but they are the first reported. So it's definitely in Nigeria now. And yeah, I don't know if there's
going
to be travel.
Were they
bans.
Coming from Nigeria or were they Nigerians?
I think they were coming from Nigeria.
I think they were Nigerians.
I think they were Nigerians, but I think they were coming from Nigeria.
I just hope they were just Nigerians and coming from like a different part of the world.
No, they're coming from Nigeria because the reporting, at least, maybe people misread it, but like all of the jokes that were flying around were Abego, Nigerians is already there. And like some people in other Nigerians, my friends were on Twitter, were like, it's as if I'm going to take a break from the Nigerian community in Ottawa because it's definitely here.
No.
I don't know. I want to go home and see my family. It's getting so tiring. It feels like you can't make any solid plans in this COVID. And I think it's our fault for actually thinking it's gone away. Someone I spoke to this weekend compared it to a war. Like, nothing goes back to normal after a war. It changes reality. So it's funny that we thought we could go back to a norm. I don't think.
No, I mean, I don't even know that if it's that we thought we could go back to normal. Because I feel like a lot of people, at least like, I know people that me, I interact with, I think like, we've kind of all recognized that we're not going back to the norm that we had before. Like, there's going to be a new norm. Like, we're going back to like a new, a post-COVID era, like a new norm, essentially. So I think like what people were doing here is not that they thought like, you know, it was gone away and like gone forever. But I think like we thought that like, you know, okay, we know how to manage this thing. So if things happen, like you said, like, you know, we know how to respond quicker. We know how to move quick. And I think a lot of people were kind of operating based on that. So it's like people were still being safe and doing what they have to do. But like, I don't think like a lot of people thought that, okay, we're going back to a world where there was no COVID. People are like fully aware that we are in a world where there is COVID and we're just acting like, you know, based off, like we're trying to form a new normal around that system. At least that's what I think. Anyways, yeah, like that's what I've noticed. Maybe.
But I think maybe it's a reflection of what I thought. But honestly, this summer, for some seconds when I was hanging with people, although there was the backdrop of, yes, we're all vaccinated, but it felt normal. Like I was able to have not too big, but at least like games nights and stuff like that where, yeah, everyone was vaccinated, but it still felt like pre-COVID, do you get? And like people were now traveling more and stuff like that, even though, of course, there's the backdrop of, yes, you have to get a PCR test when you're going and when you're coming, but like you were still traveling as compared to like 2020. So like, I think for a second, we thought we were moving towards the end, at least. Do you get? Mm. We're now like, I was reading, I think if you read the articles and stuff, even though we don't know much, I say we as if I'm a scientist, but they don't know much about Omicron yet. Just from their studies, they say like the way it's looking at, like, I don't know how they know, microscopes, I don't know.
I'm screaming. Not microscopes.
It looks like it's mutating to not trigger an immune response. So that means possibly people could get sicker.
Makes sense. You get? So yeah, someone was talking about it at work, and I think they said the virus ultimately will probably mutate to the point where the point is not to kill the host, but to live in the host as long as possible. Mm-hmm. So if they're not triggering,
they don't even mean Jesus' name.
So if they're not triggering an immune response, it kind of makes sense because you're not getting the opportunity to kind of fight it.
That gives it the chance to kill you.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So it wants you to, so if you get an immune, if you're getting an immune response, mm-hmm. you're going to try and fight it with whatever. Mm-hmm. But then if you're not getting an immune response, like it's just going to enjoy.
Yeah, that's ultimately, yeah, I guess what it's trying to do.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's trying to live you, it's trying to kill you.
I mean, eventually, maybe it will evolve to the point where it just wants to live with you.
Where it's dormant.
Yeah, almost. Not dormant per se, but extend its host. Yeah, extend its
hotel.
Airbnb.
It's actually not funny.
Omicron or Marion.
Omicron.
It's not Marion.
Yeah, it's not funny, but yeah. We'll see what happens this Christmas. I really, really was looking forward to like, not a normal Christmas, but like as close to normal as we've had in 2 years, but we'll see how it goes. Oh yeah. Before we actually go ahead, we just wanted to remind you guys to send us listener letters for our Christmas episode. Y'all haven't sent us. So please, please, please send us letters. Anything you want to say. We want to hear it. Like, do you like us? just anything, really. Just send us a listener letter, and you can send it by going to africalypsopodcast.com/contact and leave us listener letters, guys. We want to hear from you guys, please. Thanks. Did you guys hear about Virgil Abloh?
Yeah,
so sad.
Super.
Like, it was
sad.
So shocking. Like, I mean, I guess these things are never not shocking.
It's
but
kind
like,
of like,
still.
What's that man?
Chadwick Boseman. Yeah, it was very.
And apparently today was actually Chadwick's birthday.
Yeah. So today being Monday, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. May he rest in peace. It kind of begs because, first of all, this is to call ourselves out because last year during Black Lives Matter, remember that thing.
Okay, wait.
No, I'm going to call it out. It's important for a discussion.
Matilda, I mean, you can call it out, but he's still, I mean, It's not, I don't think it's not the time for the conversation, but like, I mean, I don't, like, he still kind of moved mad then. Like,
no. Okay. But that's the thing. Okay. So I was trying to have the conversation with someone yesterday. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And I think I came at it from a little bit of an incense because he literally just passed, but I want mm-hmm. to take it away from him and make it a conversation. Do you get what I mean? Like, you know how people always say, be kind, and we keep saying this, but this kind of thing will happen again, and we'll see again that we've mm-hmm. not been kind. Do you get what I mean? So I'm just wondering if there's a way, because people always say, like with Chadwick Boseman, remember, even before he passed, when he was losing weight a lot, and people were saying things like, is he not eating, blah, 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 stuff like that. Same mm-hmm. thing. And then when he passed, people were like, oh, you never know what people are going through. Same mm-hmm. thing. Like, cause he's apparently Virgil Abloh had been dealing with this rare form of aggressive cancer for 2 years. So yeah. The timeline kind of makes sense as to like when people were coming for him last year. And it's like, to be honest, there was truth in what people were saying, but it's like, mm-hmm. how do we have conversations about these kind of things without like, acknowledging
what kind of things exactly are you talking about? Like, I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah, I guess I can bring it back. Like, I can explain that further, but how can we have conversations about what someone has done wrong in the pop culture context while being sensitive to the fact that we never know what these people are going through, especially celebrities, because there's a certain like distance from their real life that we have. And because mm-hmm. they are celebrities, we just assume, okay, you're a public figure, you hold this much like power, and so you have more responsibilities. But then in hindsight, we're all like, oh, you never know what people are going through, be kind. But then we do the same thing. So I'm just like wondering if there's a better way to approach things.
Well, I mean, I think, like, for instance, with this, like, Virgil, like, with the Virgil Abloh thing and, like, you know, with what had happened last year with the, like, Black Lives Matter. And, I mean, I assume you're talking about the $50 donation. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like about that one, I mean, honestly, I don't think that calling that out was not being kind personally. I think it's like, I mean, like, you know, you had said that how do we kind of call out the things that they do and like, you know, kind of still.
But I think it's with, how like, people called them out.
But I mean, see, the thing is that like, I don't, for instance, it's like with Chadwick, and I'm really trying to not draw parallels here, but I mean, I think it might just happen. But like with Chadwick, like people were actively making fun of his weight. Like he hadn't done something that like, you know, he hadn't done something that.
Done anything
to trigger a reaction. Like people were just making fun of him out of like, you know, nowhere. Based off of just what they saw. But with this Virgil Abloh thing, and I'm sorry that I'm drawing parallels, but like with this Virgil Abloh thing that happened last year, it wasn't a thing that like, you know, people were just making fun of him. Like he had done something that, I mean, triggered a response. And like, I mean, people were more like,
that the social media dragging sometimes is less constructive. There's one thing to like call someone out mm-hmm. so that they are able to identify that they did something wrong.
Okay, but
that like, because you know, people always like, I guess it's Twitter culture to like, they'll now be saying things like, oh, he's even stupid, he's blah 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 blah. Do you get what I mean? Like,
I get it. Like, I do think that social media can be really harsh, and like there's like so many ways that we can drag people that's like unnecessary. But I'm sorry, with the $50 thing, I don't think it's a thing where he didn't know that he did something wrong.
No, but I remember, what I'm saying is like, call it out, but don't say things that when the person now passes, you now see people saying, be kind.
Oh, yeah, you now have to start taking it back. Do
you
understand what
I
mean?
You now have to start it. Like, I hate to make this connection, especially because he literally just passed away. But mm-hmm. it's just because when I was scrolling down my Twitter, I was seeing a lot of like, oh, and we never even knew, like, you don't know. I'm like, I feel somehow about like not talking about it because it's like the same people almost exactly a year ago that were dragging him. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm.
And not in a nice way too. So it's like, it doesn't take away from mentioning that you did something wrong.
So I think it just highlights how kind of toxic social media can be in terms when it comes to these kind of things. Cause so people on social media not only call out bad behavior, they actually drag you, like what you guys are mm-hmm. saying. So when a death now occurs, there's now a need to backtrack the comments completely because they dragged you literally. Mm-hmm. literally to hell, literally.
Not just pointed out what
they didn't just
wrong.
Say, oh, this was not nice, you know, you're a person of privilege. They won't use those terms. They will just literally obliterate your character, and then when it's now death, they'll be like, oh, you don't know what someone's going through. I'm like, why are you obliterating? Like, I don't get how you should even be saying things like this in the first place. Like, this is still a human being. Is it until the person dies that you know he's a human being?
Yeah. So I guess it's just like that consciousness for like literally going into like every conversation you have, being conscious, like always making the conscious decision to note that you don't know what that person is going through. Not so, like, just, even if
I don't even think it's about just even that, if the person's just, not going through anything, I think, like, you just, know, you should just kind of
being kind when you're talking about, like, talking about the action and not the person. Like, don't completely, like, even if the person's not going, like, what Mama said,
yeah, like, even if they're not going through anything, but I mean, like, for celebrities specifically,
no, but even for celebrities, you still have to. I mean, celebrities, they it's not like celebrities. Celebrities have coconut head and everybody's head is normal. Like, I'm sure.
The excuse that a lot of people come up with is that they say, like, because they are celebrities, they know what they're getting into.
I disagree with that.
I know it's not a legit argument, but I'm saying this is what a lot of people believe.
It's kind of like
you wanted fame, and this is what
it's kind of like this podcast. Well, I mean, now,
I can see the part where it's like, okay, so, you know, you have that fame, so you know that you're probably under more criticism. But I think kind of like what Hadiza said, where it's like, you can criticize what they did, doesn't mean you should obliterate their character. Like, I mean, because they are, means that, okay, I would recognize what you're doing probably more than I would the, like, you know, the next average person. And I mean, I think that's fair because they are in the spotlight, but I don't think that means I should like tear them down. Like, I can be like, okay, what you've done here is trash. It makes no sense. Like, you know, you shouldn't move like this, because I can actually see it's more than I would see the next person. But it doesn't mean I'm not saying, but yeah, you're a wicked person, you're a foolish person, you know, stuff like that. Like, I don't need to obliterate your character because you have done something foolish. I can just recognize that what you have done is foolish, but you as a person, I don't know you, so you honestly might, you might be foolish, I don't know, but you also might not be foolish. So yeah. But Hadiza, you were gonna say something.
Oh no, I was just like, I mean, it's not like I'm famous or anything, because I'm not. But then, I mean, I still think that, echoing what Imama said, that you should be cognizant of the fact that you are actually a public figure, so therefore you are in the spotlight more, and whatever you say or do, you know, kind of can be scrutinized, and anything, literally. I'm sure he just said, let me just put $50 and then next morning he woke up. You know, so like anything.
Mas probably wanted to maybe do, put like 5K and maybe that just slips or something.
It's actually possible.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, like literally. So like, you know, and it's not like they wake up every morning, every second, oh, I'm famous, so I shouldn't drink water like this. Oh, I'm famous, I shouldn't eat with spoon like this. Like, do you get, like, it's so unreasonable. Like, people make
mistakes.
They're
actually human.
Like, people should calm down, like, and, yeah.
Hopefully remember this.
But I mean, I do want to say, though, it's interesting whenever, like, somebody dies. And I mean, this is not even applicable to, like, Virgil Abloh. Honestly, death is a thing that I think would always shock me, to be very honest. Like, it's very, very shocking to me. And this is not applicable to Virgil Abloh. But I do think that is very, very interesting whenever somebody dies and, like, people try to kind of, like, wipe their slate clean. Like, for instance, like, if a bad person dies and they're like, oh, you know, we shouldn't have said A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And for me, I'm like, I don't think that, you know, them dying takes away all the evil thing that they've done. Like, it doesn't take it away.
Death,
like,
did not wipe if Hitler's things away. Do you understand?
Exactly. So, but I feel like, I mean, like, I think Hitler is an extreme. But, like, for instance, like, let's say in, how do I say, like, a normal bad person?
Nigerian politicians.
But, like, exactly.
Nobody,
like, Nigerian politicians,
nobody
for instance.
Says that for Nigerian politicians.
Some people,
really? People do?
No, some Nigerian
politicians,
when they die, like, oh my god,
this
he
is
was,
how
this,
it is usually when they first die, 1 year, 2 years, good things, then 10 years later, that's
then
when
10 years later, exactly, it's a timeline. But that's the thing. But, and I feel like for me, it's like when you, like, when a person dies, like, I don't think that wipes away the things that they've done. And that's why I mean, like, that's why I'm just like, it's like, if they did something that was dumb, because you say they did something that was dumb, yes, we shouldn't have to say them this way, but ultimately I don't think that should be the focus, like, especially if it's like, if they're not a bad person but they just did did like, you know, a couple of dumb things. Yeah. I don't think that should be like the focus of like what you talk about when you talk about them, because I mean, yeah, I can see how that's just like insensitive.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't think it should be the focus, but I still don't think it erases that. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's been in my mind since like this weekend. I had a conversation with someone when I first saw the Virgil Abloh thing. I was like so shocked and I was so sad and everything. And then I was just discussing, and then I continued scrolling down Twitter and I started seeing, because the person I was speaking with was like, oh, now we'll start seeing people say, be kind, be kind, be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said the same thing that Imama, you said. I was like, it's still crazy though, like the thing that happened last year, like it doesn't take away that fact. And I said it like a little bit while laughing. I wasn't laughing at his death. I was laughing at the whole thing that happened last year, right? And mm-hmm. the person was like, it's not funny. Like, that's very insensitive. Like, the guy literally just passed today and everything. Mm-hmm. And I guess I didn't have the conversation with the person because the person lost someone this year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why. But I guess I don't know. I didn't know then, but I wonder if that's bad. Like, you're not meant to do that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, like, honestly, I think, like, these things are very interesting, like, dependent on, like, it's like they're iffy. I do see how it can be insensitive if you're talking about mm-hmm. it, like, right there and then. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think because it was a thing where it's, like, you're not talking about it to, like, a family member yeah. or somebody who, like, you know, he was, like, close to and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, I could see how if you're talking to a family member or somebody or, like, a close friend or somebody who knew him personally, I could see that how that could just be, like,
very, very dead wrong.
Yeah, dead insensitive. But if it's, like, somebody who, like, doesn't know him personally and all that fun stuff, I can see how it's like, okay, like, it's like, but I don't know that it's like the worst thing, because like I said, it doesn't erase what they did. Like, they still did what they did.
I think maybe what happened is the person I was speaking to was projecting from the person that they lost this year.
I can see that, yeah. Yeah,
so they were probably like, the person just died. Like, that's very insensitive because they're still going through grief, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It makes sense. But I mean, I can see how you can be like, oh, bruh, this is probably not the time to talk about it. Like, we can have this conversation like another time, but.
Another time, well, yeah.
Anyways.
It's crazy because it's really sad. Like, death is a really it's sad. I don't know. And it's weird because it's like, it's that thing of like, honestly, like, we mourn, like, you know, when celebrities die, but the truth is there's someone dying right now, like, around the world. People die like every second. Do you get what I mean? So mm-hmm. I don't know what I was trying to say there. I forgot. But it's just crazy. That's all. Rest in peace.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Honestly, rest in peace.
Amen. And the last thing I guess I really wanted to talk about was Wizkid's concerts. Did you guys see the tweets from it?
The one in England?
Yeah, the one in the O2.
So he brought Chris Brown.
Yeah, he brought Chris Brown out. And apparently Chris Brown hasn't performed in the UK in years.
Huh.
So people were like, he's the GOAT. Could your fave ever?
But, like, I don't know that people love Chris Brown. Like, I mean, I guess, like, people still love Chris Brown.
Like, that. Imagine what they're talking about.
Honestly, it's interesting.
I mean,
every
I guess,
time,
but for me, I just think it's interesting.
So it's interesting because I like some Chris Brown songs that okay, and then I come across a video that talks about what he did to Rihanna, and I completely actually.
Hey, but it's not even just Rihanna, though, because it's like he also moved like that, and he also moved mad with like Karrueche, like
yeah, he.
And it's just like
it's not just her, yeah. It's just sometimes you forget, for real. Yeah, sometimes you forget. And then
the thing is, people don't love women. The thing is that people still listen to Chris.
It's crazy, like
actively.
No. But it's crazy because I'm like when I now read because okay, I think it was actually a couple months ago. I came across like someone discussing what he actually did to Rihanna in detail, like in detail.
But I think the Rihanna thing, though, even Rihanna has come out to say she forgives.
Sure. In detail, bro. Like, she can forgive whatever. But, like, I mean, like, I was like, is this guy a monster? I've never listened to his lyrics or his songs. And literally, sometimes his songs will come up and I'm hearing the lyrics and I'm just seeing the images that came from that conversation that happened where this is what Chris Brown had did in this circumstance and that circumstance. Just like, I can't listen to this song, girl.
Well, there are people, I promise you. People are still listening to
It's actually funny because it's like, I know like
people
when...
Listen to R. Kelly. No, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So people still listen to R. Kelly. Yeah. That one is disgusting to me. So I don't want that one.
If they can listen to R. Kelly, I don't see... But you know what? The argument now is like, R. Kelly is in jail, so he's not benefiting from
Any. Who said estates?
What do you mean? His estates.
Okay, he still has estates.
But he's in jail for life, no?
But he still has estates, though.
Okay, but, like, I don't get
wait,
it.
Wait, is he in jail, for life? Like, he can't have parole?
If people check my...
Yeah, because I'm like, he still has Shaha's estates.
But the thing, but I guess what people are saying is, if he's serving his time, like, by the law, like, he has been brought to justice, in quotes, right? Isn't that...
I beg times 10.
The thing is, it's interesting because whoever wants to forgive can forgive. It's just thinking about the fact that those songs were made at that time. You're listening and you're thinking, so this same...
This is what he meant.
This is what he was thinking about.
You'll be thinking, oh, is this what was going through his mind when he was making this song? Like, there's some kind of interesting thoughts that enter your brain and it's just like, I can't listen to this. Like, genuinely, it's not like I'm trying to... like. I just physically cannot listen to this song without thinking about those situations or such circumstances.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was actually looking at some tweets yesterday about, like, the whole, like, Wizkid bring him in and out. And, like, obviously, a lot of people were, like, hyped. Apparently, like, people, like, they were screaming. Like, people were, like, screaming. And people were, like, bro, they didn't even know that people could scream like that. But I also saw, like, some tweets that were, like, bro, like, not Wizkid bringing out Chris Brown. And there was actually, like, a review that was posted today. And they're, like, I haven't read it. But, like, the title of the review was Wizkid Review, Nigerian Superstar Spoils His Victory Lap with an Ill-Considered Guest. So I do think that, like, you know, as much as people were, like, excited about, like, you know, the whole thing, like, I mean, some people there were excited. I do think there were also people that were like, not Chris Brown.
I don't know about it.
Yeah.
I'm actually crying. But I guess the reason I actually really brought it up is because people actually broke into the O2, like, got past security and everything. And I'm so confused because, like, just was it, like, not even up to 2 weeks, not even up to a month ago, the Astro World thing where people died. I don't know. Like, the thing is, before Astro World, I feel like maybe people were rowdy at concerts and they didn't realize it could get so serious. But it's like, this thing is in recent past. Isn't Wizkid, like, I mean, they were like, I don't know why people are acting as if this is the first time Wizkid is coming to the UK.
Like, Wizkid? Sorry.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't get why, I don't know, why do people go crazy about concerts like this? Like, especially when it has to do with, like, lives of people. Like, there's a reason there's security and there's a limit to the amount of people that can enter. It's just, it gets me upset when people act rowdy and, like, it can actually affect other people. I don't know.
Honestly, yeah, no, it's definitely mad. Like, I don't know.
It's because Astroworld is so fresh in our memory too, so it's not even as if it was a long time ago.
Yeah, no, people are definitely interesting. I feel like people, like, I feel like a lot of people always have this, like, thing where it's like, it can never happen to me. And I feel like that's kind of why they move the way they move. But anyways, yeah.
Yeah. It's never you until it's you, Sha. So anyways, yeah, let's just move on to our question of the week and then we can wrap it up. So the subject is, she blocked my mom on WhatsApp. Do I continue the relationship? Okay. My girlfriend of 1 year now, we've been dating for... yes, that's what it usually means. Isn't my
girlfriend... just read the thing. Sorry.
My girlfriend of 1 year now, we have been dating for 1 year. I love her so much. She's good to me. She's ambitious and she's good. Huh. I introduced her to my mom on that very first day. Oh, on that... I introduced her to my mom. On that very first day, they got along very well. They laughed and all. She added my mom on WhatsApp. My mom usually sends broadcasts and different gist to me and my siblings. And my siblings' girlfriends and boyfriends. Okay. Keep it to your kids now. Anyways, my girlfriend got to tell me that she doesn't like how my mom sends her a lot of broadcasts. I told her it's not only her. For my mom to tell me that she doesn't get any replies or the messages... don't deliver again. I noticed she doesn't have any DP on my mom's phone again. I spoke to her and she said she had to block her. Please, is this not somehow? Or is it me? Please tell me, should I stop the relationship? Because she says she can't unblock.
Stop the relationship? Well, I mean, I guess it's... interesting.
Yeah.
That's a lot to say.
No, there's a lot to discuss here.
There's a lot to unpack.
Okay. Should I stop the relationship? Because she says she can't unblock because the broadcasts come in the midnight. Please, honest opinion.
I'm screaming.
Okay, so...
but is, you know what?
At first, I was like, but why would he break relationship because of that? And I said, well,
honestly, like, it's given he needs an excuse to break the relationship. Yeah.
Do you think?
That's what it's given, to be honest.
It's like yes and no at the same time.
No, but I see how he can be offended.
Yeah, but
I definitely see him being offended, but it can be like you're offended, you say, babe, like, you know, like, don't you didn't have to block her, that was unnecessary,
and then tell your mom that she doesn't have WhatsApp anymore, that she should message her with text message directly.
See, you know what, I don't even think you have to lie, like, you could just tell the girl that she should switch from blocking her to muting, and like, I can tell your mom, like, you know, can you reduce the amount of broadcast that you sent to my babe? That's the end of the story. And, like, if she's muted, then last us, it doesn't affect anybody. Like, he just keeps coming. He just literally will not see it.
Honestly, blocking was another level, sure.
Yeah, blocking is extreme. Yeah, I can't lie.
But I think I think you guys have made assumptions here. One, that the babe doesn't mind unblocking the mom. Even though she has said, like, he approached his babe, and his babe literally said she can't unblock his mom because... Like, the thing about muting someone is that, like, you still, like, when you go into WhatsApp, you still see, like, multiple messages.
His mom was really irritating her.
And the mom is not just saying that she can't see her DP. The mom is saying she's not getting replies. So she's one of those moms that wants that a reply to the broadcast. Do you get what I mean? Then,
honestly, the boyfriend is going to have to do middleman here. He's going to have to talk to the mom or talking to the babe. He's going to have to tell the babe that blocking...
I feel like the person that needs to be talked to here is the mom.
But also, I mean, I honestly also kind of think that blocking is kind of extreme. Especially if, like, she didn't even talk to her boyfriend about it first. She just blocked the mom. Like, I think that's kind of extreme. I do think that somehow, like, I don't know that it's grounds for breaking up the relationship. But then again, maybe they have different standards that they hold to.
That's how the mom knows how to relate. She's trying to find a way to relate.
Maybe she also, the girlfriend, I don't know why, but I'm on the girlfriend's side in this. I don't know why. But actually, I know why, because it's actually, PCs are actually very annoying. But I think she blocked her thinking that she wasn't going to notice. Cause you know how a lot of, like, Nigerian adults, like aunties and uncles, aren't very tech savvy. So maybe she would have just kept sending it and she wouldn't know.
I mean, like, clearly the mom did not notice, was the boyfriend that noticed. Cause the mom just saw that there was, like, no response and all of that.
Yeah, but, like, what are the odds that she didn't think the mom was going to bring it up to the boy?
Well, so, I mean, like, that's what I'm saying, though. Like, that's what I feel like she could have talked to the boyfriend. Like, I don't think that is a thing that I just blocked, because, to be honest, I do think just blocking is rude, because, God forbid, if there was an emergency or something that the mom needed to reach her, like...
No, but it's rude if the person finds out, but she probably thought there's no way she's going to find out.
No, but I think it's rude if the person finds... Like, when a person doesn't find out, it's rude both ways. It's just that in one area, you're just going to get caught. Like, that's just what it is. But it's like, it's rude either way. It's like, I feel like the only reason why you block somebody is if you genuinely just don't care what they think. Like, because if that's the case, you know, my phone is filled with BCs from so many people. I just have them all muted. And yes, it's annoying. But I mean, ultimately, it's like, I know it's just going to be rude to just block them. Cause I mean, I care for them and I care what the person thinks and so. And then that's now a different conversation of, so do you just not care about my mother? Do you just don't respect her? That's like a whole different conversation.
I guess.
I do think, like, she could have at least talked to the boyfriend or something. And I said, okay, can you talk to your mom about this? Or, like, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and mute her for now.
Maybe it felt like the boyfriend wasn't going to, I don't know why I do spokeswoman for the girl.
Honestly.
But I just feel like some people don't get sometimes the anxiety that these things, I know, not to get, like, super extreme or anything, but I know that WhatsApp honestly gives me anxiety because of all the groups I'm a part of and all the messages. A lot of them honestly aren't super useful, like, or, like, pertinent to you. So sometimes, like, the amount of notifications and stuff you get from it, sometimes it gives you anxiety.
110%.
Like, your whole WhatsApp or just some groups?
So, not my whole WhatsApp, but, like, a lot of groups, like, are mute on my WhatsApp. It's actually funny because, like, I literally told my dad, I was like, if you need to, like, get in touch with me and, like, it's like you want to talk to me, like, today, send me like a message, like an iMessage or something. Because yeah. it's like if you send me on WhatsApp, I'll probably open my WhatsApp in like 2 or 3 days.
But I think with your parents, it's easier to have that conversation when it's not your parents. The conversation now seems rude. She should have told
the guy to tell his mom.
No, but then she probably thought if the guy talks to the mom might now take it badly. Do you get? Because the only reason that the guy would be telling the mom to reduce her messages is because the girl doesn't like it. Do you get what I mean?
Man, if the mom takes it bad, the guy cannot talk to his mom. Because, like, see, I think it's a thing where it's like, for instance, like, if they do, I mean, and this is me jumping, but if they do end up getting married, it's going to be a thing where, like, she's going to need.
What? I'm actually stressed. Listen, like trying to put myself in this kind of position. God.
What would you do though, Hadiza? Huh? Okay, someone's mom is sending you BCs and BCs and BCs, and she wants you to.
You know what's interesting?
No, she wants a response.
So that's what I'm saying. What's interesting is if someone's mom is doing that, I actually will see it as the mom is actually trying to find a way to connect with me, as in being her son's girlfriend.
Okay, I think it's cute.
And I
think it's cute too, but like, it's cute to an extent.
Yeah, but then I will mute. And then I'll mute, and then maybe after a couple of days, I'll respond. But I would definitely will respond.
Exactly.
Because I see what they're trying to do, and I appreciate that gesture. I will mute. There's no way I will block them. If anything, if it's really irritating me, I'll be deleting it every couple of days. And then maybe Sunday. Happy Sunday, ma. She'll be like, oh, did you see this message? I'll be like, oh, sorry, I was busy. How are you?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I don't even come on WhatsApp that often. Yeah, stuff like that. Like,
I get it.
Come on.
Yeah. I do think blocking is kind of, it's extreme. Yeah. It's rude, I think.
I agree with you. It's funny because I don't have any experience with this because I honestly am scared of Nigerian adults. Like, if I can minimize my interactions with them, like, I don't think I would ever be in the position to beat someone's mom after 1 year.
To beat?
Meet.
Meet
what?
Like,
okay,
someone
I will. Okay, not beat, but meet.
Wait, okay, what's that, really?
Honestly and truly.
Oh, is it fear? It's because
it's
of fear.
It's fear. Because I don't, like, I guess I grew up around a lot of judgmental Nigerian adults. So I always feel like they will have a judgment about me. So I just try to minimize my,
you know,
go ahead.
But you know what's interesting? I think you can actually kind of gauge which ones will and which ones won't.
But you don't know before meeting them though.
That's the thing. You need to meet them early. At
no,
least get
I
a glimpse. At least get
if you meet
glimpse.
Them early and they don't like you.
Then you then bounce.
It'll be, how would you bounce?
You bounce now.
Okay, from
bounce
relationship.
Away.
Bounce out. do you guys know how stressful in-law drama is? No, like for me, I think, I mean, like you said, if you don't meet them, you don't meet them,
yeah,
right?
You don't meet them.
But
so.
Then, honestly, I think it's really important to understand the character of the person's parents that I'm going to be with and stuff like that. Because I feel like if I can't gauge their personality and then see how it will relate with our dynamic in the relationship, and that would be something that I will actively be looking out for and stuff like that.
It's interesting,
like, just seeing, hearing in conversation them talking about their parents, like how they view them and how their dynamic goes and stuff
but
like that.
But the thing is that the way that some Nigerian parents interact with their kids is not the way they interact with everyone else.
Definitely.
So, like, your understanding of their parents through them is not a very good depiction of what.
Definitely. But as much as I will actually, like, it would be nice to meet someone's parents, like, early on, even if it's not like I'm full on, like, let me just even see you from afar. I'll go to your Facebook. I'll go to their Facebook and scroll. let me just get a picture
now. There's pictures.
No,
there's
but
videos.
Facebook, you see the comments. You see the type of comments they are sending. You see?
Yeah, it's like you get an air of who they are.
You guys, yeah.
I guess that's fair.
No, I mean, like, honestly, I get it, Sha. I get it.
I guess for me, I realized that it's not even actually just Nigerian parents. It's just any kind of authority. So I don't know. But yeah, I've never been in that stress. So I don't know what I'm going to do. But it's
as Imama said, I guess she shouldn't have blocked her because it's rude. But I don't think it's big enough for you to break up with the babe over.
Yeah, the breakup one seemed extreme. It did seem extreme. It seemed honestly, like,
but I mean, like, they could also have different, like, value systems. Like, maybe for the maybe guy, that's like, you know, really his mother is like his all in all.
Yeah, but then that's the context like that. He thinks.
It's more value. But the thing is, when it does a value difference now, if you want to break up with somebody because
they blocked your mother now,
so that's a value difference. You want someone that will not block your mother.
But I still maintain the fact that I feel like she thought nobody would find out.
No, that makes sense too. Yeah. That also makes sense.
If not, it's either that or she's just blatantly rude.
Or maybe she just doesn't care. Like, I mean, she could also just be like, you know what? Like, I mean, rude. I don't think this matters. I mean, I guess.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. Do pick one or two things from what we said. Let us know, listeners, what you would do in this situation. But yeah, that's it from us this week. And we'll catch you guys next week with a full episode. Yeah?
Bye.
Bye.
Peace out.